Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University Audio Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD and web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. The most profitable businesses are run by owners who understand the numbers. Once you understand the numbers, the objective is to budget the company's hours conservatively and then strive to exceed those budgeted hours each and every month. When actual hours exceed budgeted hours, something absolutely amazing happens. Profit skyrockets. Today, Tom Grandy is going to explain what break-even is and how to achieve it through specific bonus systems for your service techs and installers. Tom is the founder and president of Grandy & Associates. For the past 26 years, Grandy & Associates has been providing business training to the contracting industry across the country and in Canada. The vision of Grandy & Associates is to teach contractors how to run profitable businesses, which is accomplished through one-day seminars, their three-day basic business boot camp, one-on-one consulting, and a variety of products that help contractors become more profitable. Tom's favorite topic is knowing your numbers. Today, Tom is going to share the specifics of what happens when the company exceeds their break-even point. When break-even is exceeded, profit skyrockets. If you want to make money, pay very close attention as Tom shares the basics of how to set profitable hourly rates, what happens when budgeted hours are exceeded, and how to create bonus systems for your techs that guarantee your break-even gets exceeded each month. This presentation can make you a lot of money, so get comfortable and be ready to take some notes.
If you talk to most any individual long enough, you'll find out what their passion is, what drives them. As you spend more and more time with them, the thing that they're passionate about nearly always, always, at some point, comes up in conversation. Well, guess what? If you have attended any of my seminars, boot camps, conferences, or even read some of my monthly articles, sooner or later, the subject of numbers will come up. Why? Because understanding your numbers is the key to profitability, period. Just in case you missed that last statement, let me repeat it. Understanding your numbers is the key to profitability, period. End of paragraph. There are tens of thousands of small business owners across this country, but the actual percentage that are making a significant profit is really pretty small. As a matter of fact, if you were to look at the most profitable 5 to 10% of the companies, you would find that they all have one thing in common. They're all run by owners that understand the business side of their business, and they understand the numbers. That's right. If you really want to be profitable, you must understand the numbers. Today, we're going to explore the wonderful world of what happens when the company exceeds its break-even point. Once the break-even point is exceeded, profitability literally skyrockets. Yes, skyrockets. Once the company's break-even is exceeded, whatever the fixed overhead is literally disappears like magic, and it becomes profit. However, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Before the magic takes place, we need to understand a few basics. To keep things simple, we're going to look at a couple basic foundation stones. First, we're going to create the foundation stone of profitable growth by determining what makes up a company's hourly rate. We'll discuss the differences in fixed and variable overhead cost, and we'll also discuss projected billed or budgeted hours to the customer. The session also will provide the basics for profitability. Secondly, we will discuss the huge increase in profitability that occurs once the company's break-even is exceeded. The goal of every company should be to exceed its break-even point each month. That means setting conservative goals and then exceeding those goals. Once you understand your cost of doing business and how to determine your break-even point, the light bulb will go off in terms of understanding profitability after the break-even is reached. The final section will deal with creating bonus systems for your techs as an incentive to exceed the break-even. We will take a look at a couple of simple but very effective bonus systems for your technicians, both in the service department as well as the installation department. By the way, we'll be using a lot of numbers during this presentation, which might make it just a little bit difficult to follow. So for your convenience, the entire script of this presentation is provided in the speaker content area of the Small Business University audio series. Feel free to download it if it would be of value to you. Now, in order to provide a firm foundation for today's presentation, let's discuss a couple of definitions. The definition of fixed and variable overhead cost. First of all, let's look at fixed overhead. Fixed overhead costs are those expenses that remain basically the same no matter how much work you do or don't do. Fixed overhead costs are things like rent, utilities, telephone, most insurances, and loan payments. Each of these items will remain pretty much the same if you doubled sales, tripled sales, or didn't sell anything at all. These fixed expenses are just that. They are fixed. They continue no matter how much work you do. Variable overhead cost. Variable overhead, by definition, is directly tied to productivity. Variable costs go up when you do more work, and they go down when you do less work. As a matter of fact, in theory, they actually disappear if the company did no work at all. There are relatively few variable overhead costs, at least in relationship to fixed. Examples of variable overhead costs would be things like gasoline, maintenance on your vehicles, Visa MasterCard charges, miscellaneous supplies used on the jobs. Each of these expenses traditionally goes up when work increases and goes down when work decreases. Now you might ask yourself, why are we even going to the trouble of splitting overhead into fixed and variable costs, since the basic hourly rate set by the company will be the same no matter what you call them? Well, the reason is this. When the company bills out as many hours as they projected to bill for the year, the fixed overhead is fully covered. No additional fixed overhead costs will occur from that point on. However, variable overhead will continue as long as you're working. From a functional standpoint, once you have worked the number of hours you project to work, the fixed overhead disappears and profitability skyrockets. Any additional work will have no fixed overhead on it, making the hours billed out over and above the budgeted very, very profitable. The third key to our break-even discussion deals with hours actually billed the customer. As we all know, we pay the installers and the service techs from the time they clock in until they clock out at the end of the day. The question is, how many hours that the company pays for can actually be billed to the customer? Now, we could do a whole presentation on billable versus non-billable time, but for today, let's keep it simple. Service techs billed hours. When talking about billed hours in the area of service, we're talking about the hours the tech can actually charge the customer each day. Non-billable time is time we pay the tech for that we cannot charge the customer for, or at least not directly. We will charge them indirectly. Non-billable time includes shop time, travel time between jobs, sick, vacation, holidays, company meetings, callbacks, warranty work, and customer no-shows. When looking at an entire year, most service techs average about 50% non-billable and about 50% billable time. And if you don't believe me, just begin to track that within your own company. You do that over a few months, and what you'll find out is the average company bills out about half their time. In simple terms, a service tech usually averages billing out about 4 hours a day to the customer. If they work 40-hour weeks, that means the tech can bill out an average of 20 hours a week, or roughly 1,000 hours a year. That's our goal. We want to bill out 1,000 billed hours a year per service tech. Now let's talk about the installer's billed hours. When talking about billed hours for an installer, the numbers are a lot higher. Let's use a simple example to make the point. Let's take a very simple job that's budgeted to take one installer 2 days to complete. The tech may sit around in the office for 20 minutes both days, may even have to go to the shop or to the distributors 3 times to pick up parts. But if he or she completes the job in 2 days, that is 16 hours, all their time is considered billable because that's the amount of time the job was bid for. Therefore, non-billable time for an installer is traditionally low, at least compared to our service technician. Non-billable time for an installer normally includes sick, vacation, and holiday, just like our service tech, but has about 2 to 3 hours a week that we can't charge directly to the job. That's significantly less than our service technician. Again, about 2 to 3 hours a week is normal that can't be charged to a job. That makes a full-time typical installer averaging billing out about 35 hours a week, depending on how much sick, vacation, and holiday time the company pays for. Now, to be able to play with the numbers, we need to create a sample company. Again, let's keep it simple. Our sample company has one service tech and one two-man installation crew. That means the company has roughly 1,000 hours a year it can bill out in service, and approximately 3,600 hours a year they can bill out in installation. Now that our hours are set, we need to go back to our fixed and variable overhead costs for a moment. We defined what fixed and variable overhead costs were earlier. Now let's create some numbers to work with. Keep in mind, overhead includes more than the typical rent, utilities, office supplies, insurances, etc. Our overhead also includes the two largest, but often overlooked, costs of doing business. The number one cost of doing business is non-billable time. That's the time we pay the tech for that we can't bill the customer for, at least not directly. Our sample company has one service tech with approximately 1,000 non-billable hours a year. Now we're going to pay our service tech $18 an hour. So the sample company's cost of non-billable time for our one service technician is 1,000 hours times the $18 an hour rate, or $18,000 a year in non-billable time. Yes, the company has maxing taxes on that, but again, let's keep it simple. Let's say the cost of non-billable time is $18,000. Our two installers are making $16 an hour each, and they have 5 non-billable hours a week. That means our cost of non-billable time for our two installers is 5 hours a week times 52 weeks times $16 per hour times 2 installers, or $8,320 per year. As I said earlier, the cost of non-billable time is huge, and it also just happens to be our single highest cost of doing business. The second highest cost of doing business in most companies is what we call equipment replacement cost. Equipment replacement cost takes the place of depreciation from a cash flow perspective. Depreciation is an accounting term, and it deals with what a vehicle or piece of equipment cost the company several years ago when it was purchased. Uncle Sam then lets you write off 20% each year for 5 years. The problem is that depreciation does not create enough dollars to replace equipment when it's time to replace it. Equipment replacement cost, however, on the other hand, deals with what it's going to cost to replace the equipment 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 or 6 years in the future, and then builds that future cost, not the past cost, builds the future cost into our pricing, so that the company will be able to pay cash for their vehicles and or equipment when it comes time to replace them. Now let's assume our service tech is driving a 2010 van that's estimated to last another 3 years and will cost the company $30,000 to replace 3 years from today. That means our cost of equipment replacement for our one service tech, his one van, is $30,000 divided by 3 years, or $10,000 a year that has to be built into our overhead. Our install team is driving a 2011 vehicle that's estimated to last 6 more years and will again cost the company $30,000 to replace. That means the cost of replacement for our install department will be $30,000 divided by 6 years, or $5,000 a year needs to be built into their overhead. The cost of non-billable time and equipment replacement cost were specifically discussed here because they're typically the number one and the number two highest cost of doing business in the entire company. And guess what? These two huge costs of doing business are often totally, yes, totally overlooked when most companies are calculating their hourly rate. Now, we could do an entire series of presentations on how to create profitable hourly rates for our service and installation departments. However, that's not our purpose today. Let's assume we've done our homework and we know our cost of doing business in the service department and the installation department. Our service department's hourly rate is made up of three pieces. The first is the technician's average hourly rate, which for our service department was $18 an hour. To that, we'll add the fixed overhead rate of $64.23 an hour and a variable overhead rate of $16.23 an hour. The last step is to add in our desired net profit. For the sake of example, let's make that $17.37 per hour. When we add all three of these numbers together, our service department's hourly rate totals $115.83. Similarly, our installation hourly rate is made up of an average hourly rate of our two service techs, which is $16 an hour. The fixed overhead rate for install is $21.87 an hour, and the variable overhead is $12.87 an hour. When we add our desired profit of $5.63, our installation hourly rate is $56.35. I mean, that's roughly half of what our service techs need to charge out. Now, before we wrap up this section of the presentation, let's ask ourselves two quick questions. The first question is this: if we bill out less than 1,000 hours in service and or 3,600 hours in our installation department, will the company cover all of its fixed overhead costs? The answer, no. Each department needs to bill out all of their budgeted hours if they're going to cover all of their fixed overhead cost. Second question: what drops out of our hourly rate once the 1,000 hours in service and the 3,600 hours in installation are billed out? The answer: once our budgeted hours are billed out, all of our fixed overhead is covered, meaning the fixed overhead cost of $64.23 in service and the fixed overhead cost of $21.87 in installation will totally drop out of our hourly rate. That's important. We'll get into that in a moment. Guess what happens when our budgeted hours are billed to the customer? Right. Again, profitability skyrockets. Now for the fun part. What happens when you exceed break-even? Here we go again. What happens when we exceed break-even? Once we exceed our budgeted hours, 100%, not 85, not 75, not 95, 100% of the fixed overhead is covered. Therefore, it drops out of the hourly rate altogether. That means all additional hours billed out for the year over and above our estimated bill hours will have no fixed overhead on them. Guess what? That is huge, huge from a profit standpoint. Let's take a look at our service and installation departments and see what will happen when we exceed break even. First, let's look at the service department. The hourly rate for service was $115.83 an hour, which included $64.34 an hour in fixed overhead cost, leaving in net profit of $17.37, or about 15% net profit. By the way, a properly priced and properly managed service department should yield a 15 to 20% net profit, and that can easily jump to 25% if the company is using a flat rate system. Once the billed hours are covered, the net profit goes from $17.37 per billed hour Are you ready for this? It goes to $81.60 per hour, a whopping 70% net profit. Now, I don't know about you, but if it were my company, I would make every effort to exceed my budgeted service hours as soon as possible. Think about it. If our service tech could bill out even 50 additional hours a year, and that's only averaging one additional billed hour per week, that would generate an additional $4,080 in profit. The overall principle is this. Be conservative when estimating your billed hours, and then strive to exceed those budgeted hours as soon as possible. Let me repeat that statement because it's foundational. The company's objective is to be conservative when estimating budgeted billed hours, and then to strive to exceed those hours as soon as possible. Now let's see what's going on in our installation department. When it comes to installation, the basic principles are very similar to service, but the overall application is a bit different. Like service, we want to strive to exceed our budgeted hours. Let's assume it's mid-November and the installation crew has billed out 3,500 of their budgeted 3,600 hours. The company now has a chance to bid on a large job that will require 350 man hours to complete, and they can finish it by the end of the year. Can the company lower their bid price on that job and still make a nice profit? You bet they can, because it'll only take an additional 100 billed hours to meet their budget for the year, at which point the fixed overhead of $21.87 per hour will drop out. That means 250 of the 350 man hours will not have any fixed overhead on them. Now let's do the math. If the company chooses, it could technically lower their bid price by 250 hours times a fixed overhead rate of $21.87 per hour, or they could drop their price by $5,467.50. The $5,467.50 represents the fixed overhead that would normally need to be covered. But since the fixed overhead is now already covered, the bid price can now be reduced by that amount while still yielding the same net profit. Now, in most cases, you'll not need to lower your bid price anywhere near that amount to get the job. However, they now have the flexibility, okay? They now have the flexibility to lower it if they wish. If the company were to get the 350-hour job without having to lower their price, they would actually increase their normal profit margin by the $5,467.50 figure. Either way, the company wins. Once they've exceeded their budgeted hours, look out, profitability skyrockets. The same principle holds true throughout the year. Let's say it's May, and the company's billed out 43 more hours year to date than they were budgeted to bill. That means the salesperson now has the opportunity to lower the price of their next job, if they choose to. Don't have to, but if they choose to. They don't have to lower it, but they now have the flexibility to lower their pricing, again, if they choose to. We encourage our bootcamp attendees to use the built-in budget versus actual tracking system that's part of our labor pricing software. The numbers and the graph clearly show how the company stands in terms of how many hours they billed out versus what they budgeted projected for the year. And that'll show them at any point during the year. Like we said earlier, understanding your numbers can make a huge, again, huge difference in the company's bottom line profit. Let me say that one more time because it's so important. Understanding your numbers can make a huge difference in the company's bottom line profit. Now we understand what makes up our hourly rate and what will happen if we exceed our budgeted hours for the year. It's time to create a bonus system for our techs to encourage them to exceed their billed hours on a monthly basis. Let's begin with service. If you'll remember from earlier, we determine that the average service technician bills out approximately half their time, or roughly 20 billed hours a week. You'll also remember the fixed overhead rate for service was $64.23 per hour. Remember what happens to every hour that exceeds the budgeted 20 hours a week? Right. The fixed overhead of $64.23 per hour becomes 100% profit once we exceed those 20 hours. Now it's time to have a meeting with our service techs. And the conversation needs to go something like this. Hey guys, we've completed our budget for the coming year. Because of increased cost of doing business, we're going to have to increase our hourly rate to $115.83 per hour. Now for the good news, guys. Our budget is based on each one of you producing an average of 20 billed hours per week. The other 20 hours are what we call non-billable time, which includes shop time in the morning and the afternoon, travel time between jobs, callbacks, and several other things. So here's the deal. If you can reduce your non-billable time and therefore increase your billable hours to exceed the 20 budgeted hours a week, we will pay you one additional hour's pay for every hour you bill out over and above 20 billed hours a week. Now, we're all aware that some weeks are busier than others, so we'll pay bonuses on a monthly basis. As an example, let's say you bill out 24 hours one week, 18 hours the next week, 22 hours the next week, and 23 hours the fourth week of the month. That means for the month, you had a total of 7 hours over budget. To calculate what your monthly bonus will be, multiply the 7 hours times your base hourly rate. Now for the really good news. The total hours per week will include overtime. Overtime hours. That means during those long summer days when you're traditionally working 5 or 10 overtime hours per week, your bonuses for working those extra hours will be substantial. Now keep in mind, we budgeted 20 non-billable hours a week. If you can get out a little quicker in the mornings, maximize your travel times, maybe not stop at McDonald's quite so often, and keep callbacks to a minimum, exceeding the goal of 20 billed hours a week will be a very reachable goal, even without the overtime. When the bonus program is presented in this way, your tech should be substantially buying in. It also rewards the techs that are willing to work overtime and encourages the service techs to use their time more efficiently. How does this program affect the company's bottom line profit? If you remember, our fixed overhead was $64.23 per hour. That becomes 100% profit at $64.23. That becomes 100% profit when we exceed 20 billed hours a week. Our service tech is making $18 an hour, so with taxes, perhaps he's at $20 an hour. If we pay the tech $18 and add $2 for taxes, that means the tech made a nice bonus and the company made an additional profit of $44.23 an hour for every hour over the 20 billed hours per week. That is what I call a win-win. What about the overtime hours, you might say? Well, now we're paying the tech time and a half. So with taxes, he's costing us $30 an hour. That still leaves a company with an additional profit, again, when you exceed your 20 hours a week, still leaves a company with an additional profit of $34.23 per hour. Wow. It's still a win-win. Now let's take a look at a bonus system for the installation crew. Since most of our hours are billed out each week in the installation department, our emphasis for the bonus system will be on increasing our productivity. This is how the presentation might go with our installers. Hey guys, we're going to institute a new bonus system. The emphasis is to reward outstanding productivity. As we assign each residential and/or commercial job, you'll be told how many hours were budgeted to complete the job. A quick change out may be budgeted for 16 hours, that is 2 techs, 8 hours each, while larger commercial jobs may have 100 man hours in them or more. We fully realize some jobs may be tougher than others, so we're going to be paying bonuses on a quarterly basis. One job may take a little longer, that is, it may go over budget, while good planning on larger jobs can easily go under budget. At the end of the quarter, we're going to pay each installer their current hourly rate for the total hours they under budgeted for the quarter. Again, how does this affect the company's overall profitability? When the jobs were bid, the company used its required $56.25 per hour per man overhead. If a 40-hour job only took 36 hours to perform, that means the company's cost of the job was reduced by 4 hours times $56.25, or it was reduced by $225. The additional cost to the company by providing the bonus was $18 per tech, including taxes. So the net additional profit to the company is $225 less their cost of $72, leaving them $153 in additional profit. Again, it looks like a win-win to me. By paying bonuses quarterly, the good productivity and poor productivity jobs will cancel each other out, so the company is paying bonuses on a net productivity standpoint. In summary, it's my hope that this presentation has done two things for you. The first is to help you clearly understand the value of exceeding your budgeted hours. And secondly, to come to the full realization of how important it is to understand your numbers. Keep in mind that the most profitable companies in the trades industry today are run by owners that truly understand, quote unquote, the business side of their businesses. That's right. If you really want to be profitable, you need to know your numbers.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 800-432-7963. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.